Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is a sad day that some of the information I have to report to you. It is the 17th day of September 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. The quickening is taking place right now. Everything is accelerating, intensifying. The evil in the world is waxing or building and building on itself very, very fast. But at the same time, love of liberty, love of truth, love of decency and honor and innocence is also growing to meet the challenge. And we will be breaking that down today. Key witness to WTC-7 explosions dead at 53. This is in the News in Focus section of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I do have his home phone number, Barry Jennings. I called him last night, his home last night, and this morning, and a woman's voice said this is the Jennings residence. We got this phone number from Dylan Avery and Jason Burmans, who have interviewed him in New York. It is his home number. And when I called back again this morning, later in the morning, the voicemail box was full. Barry Jennings, of course, saw explosions go off in World Trade Center 7 before the North or South Tower had even fallen. He was the deputy head of emergency management there in New York City. And he reported dead bodies in the foyer front part of Building 7. This is before the North Tower or South Tower collapsed. He was in there with Richard Haass, his boss, who on television, on multiple TV channels, Fox and others, reported the bombs and explosions. He had suddenly recanted a few weeks ago to the BBC. The BBC reported that Barry Jennings had recanted, but he hadn't recanted. They had an actor playing the part of him in a reenactment that didn't have the other people involved with the reenactment that really were there. They had the actor basically recant. Jennings had told the Loose Change crew during final cut last year, there was big arguments about this. I really had a hands-off approach to what they put in the final cut, but it was one of the few places that I said, look, you know, I have the executive producer position, and I funded this when you guys were broke, but I said, you're making a big mistake, but fine, we won't put it in the film. And why weren't we putting it in there? Because he had been, quote, threatened, his pension had been threatened, his job had been threatened, and he said other threats. Barry Jennings. And then you know the rest of the story. He after a year gave an interview to the BBC and they chopped it all up and never really had him recanting anything in it, but then they just said that he recanted. Then they showed an actor playing the part of him playing out a false scenario. And we, of course, preemptively, when we knew the BBC was doing that hit piece, released the Barry Jennings video. We preemptively did that because the BBC accused Dylan Avery of being a liar and said the video of Barry Jennings talking about dead bodies in Building 7 before the towers fell, they said that wasn't true. So we just released the video, which, of course, proved it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing, the stock market's a mess, there's the mortgage crisis, there's the lending crisis, there is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis, and we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being. A little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here is the news we're going to be covering in the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. He witnessed a WTC-7 explosion, dead at 53. Emergency coordinator and 9/11 witness Barry Jennings has passed away, with controversy about WTC-7 still hot as the BBC hit piece and this report have been released to counter Jennings' exclusive testimony on explosions inside Building 7. He is dead, ladies and gentlemen. That was confirmed by this office. That was confirmed. We heard these rumors 2 weeks ago, made phone calls, tried to find his home phone number. Dylan didn't want to bug him because the guy was saying he was so scared and had been harassed so much that he didn't want to talk. So we were not given his home number when we had it to see if he was really dead. Aaron Dyke said he had a bad feeling, and he started calling the different emergency management agencies in New York. And finally got the extension to Barry Jennings. His former assistant answered and confirmed that he was dead, but would not say of what causes, did give us the date. Aaron then got one of his bosses on the line. This is directly with his department, and said, yes, he's dead, but you need to contact the family for details. We did deep Google searches and other searches and could find no obituaries. Very unusual that you would have Barry Jennings, this deputy emergency manager there in New York, dead. Somebody who was a victim of 9/11, somebody who was all over television, that day, talking about bombs going off in the buildings before the towers fell, bombs going off, explosions going off in Building 7. You would think that'd be newsworthy. Oh, a 9/11 emergency responder dies at 53. But that is not the case. And families are easily intimidated. You know, the hitmen, and they told him they were going to kill him, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Gary Webb for the San Jose Mercury News. He was writing a second book, which even further documented CIA drug trafficking. They tried to discredit him, but unsuccessfully. He reported men in his house, running out of his house when he got there, threats. I talked to some of his best friends and associates. We played those interviews here on air with Ricky Ross from prison. And they shot him twice in the head, and then the media said, oh, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. So we see this over and over again. For heaven's sakes, folks, if they shoot me in the head, I didn't kill myself. I love life. I would never do it. If I die of a heart attack at 34, 35 years old, I'm in pretty good shape, folks. You know, I jog every day, lift weights almost every day. It's not true. And, I mean, even the D.C. madam on this show said, I'll never kill myself. Off air said, yeah, I'm being followed and stalked. Then we had her landlord on, or the manager of the condo, saying, yeah, she said guys were following her. She thought they might kill her, and that if she died, it would be murder. She told her lawyer, investigate. If I'm killed, it's not suicide. Then she supposedly goes home to her sick mother's house and hangs herself there so her mother will find it. I mean, you know, on and on and on. The point is they are tying up loose ends right now, and they are killing people left and right. Sometimes they even get suicide notes out of it, because they'll sit there and say, you see your mommy, you see your daddy, you see your sister, we're going to kill them. Let me show you a video of your sister. Now, listen, we're going to kill you right now. Regardless, you're dead. You know, the guy's tied up in the chair. You're dead. But if you fill out a suicide note right now, I give you my word that I won't kill your sister. But let me tell you what I'm going to do first to your sister. We're going to grab her, and then we're going to rape her and torture her, and we're going to keep her alive for a few months. Like, let me show you a video of somebody we tortured. And they'll pop up a video and show them a snuff film and say, you see me killing that person? Now, I'm going to pull your sister's teeth out with pliers, or your mommy, or your little sister, or your brother. Now, you listen to me, you son of a bitch. You fill that out right now, or I'm going to butcher your whole family. I'm former Special Forces. This is what I do. We rule. Now, you make the decision. Right now, you got 60 seconds. Person fills it out, and they go, you made the right decision. Your death will not be that painful. They shoot you in the head, and that's the end of it. Sometimes the bullet grazes and goes in the wrong direction, so they go ahead and pump a couple more rounds into the head. Sometimes they torture people to death. Hell, they even find them in their houses in torture rigs, guts hanging out, electrical burns everywhere. Their local cops and FBI call it suicide. That's how America operates. That's who rules. And they're going to take your pension funds, and they're going to take everything you've got until you stand up to them. They think it's tough and macho to torture and butcher people and to rape children in front of their families. That's in White House memos. That's who runs things. I was reading this morning on ABC News about the Sultan of Oman and other people, you know, buying artwork, buckets of maggots. I told you they love buckets of maggots. Images of dead children and maggots, crystal skulls, formaldehyde, fish tanks with dead cows in them, dressed in gold. Jesus with maggots all over him. And, I mean, they'll spend $10, $20 million apiece. They'll spend, one case, $99 million on one of them. And the artists have all got names like Damien, and they'll have body modification. These little chicken neck cowards come in there, and all the elite flutter around and buy it. I'll never forget watching PBS one night about 12 years ago. I've talked about this before. And it was before he went back to prison. That was Dr. Death, Jack Kevorkian, and it was him in New York with all these supermodels and all these Hollywood people, and it was images, and it was powerful art. I mean, it was very evocative, looking into his mindset, his soul. It was quote good art, because it was provocative. It was it was emotion stirring. I mean, he's definitely a skilled artist, and he was talking about how he painted it in his own blood, and It was demons eating babies coming out of women's wombs. And there were these gorgeous women with him just going, ooh, ooh, with sexual excitement. Ooh, 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 ooh. See, that's who rules things. That's who runs it. Imagine having a jar of maggots covering some rotten flesh. Or images of their favorites are dead babies covered in maggots. But because of laws, it'll be a fake baby covered in maggots. And it's just, you know, all these elite homes. Oh, let's go to the room where it really shows who we are. And that to them, it's so beautiful. Images of demons eating babies. Images of maggots covering everything. Maggots, you know, cans of human feces for millions of dollars apiece. And they'll tell you. They write about it. They say, well, we buy $99 million, you know, maggot buckets because it shows our adoration for the maggots in death. It is worship of the maggots. These are, if I had to describe the New World Order, they are maggot worshipers. And I don't just say that. I mean, they really are maggot worshipers. I've talked about how I did a in-depth, like two-day search, deep images on the web, looking for images of Schwarzenegger and gay porn, and we were able to find them. From art sales and photos of some of the private collections, we put just a few of the lighter ones. Couldn't put the really pornographic ones in Arnold Schwarzenegger, in Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. And he's just like 20 minutes of the three-hour film. It's one segment. But the point is that during the deep search, I ran into and had to get registration numbers and get into websites, art house websites, of Arnold flew to Germany just to meet with an artist. I forget his name. And it was images of dead kids from car wrecks, dead babies, autopsies of dead babies. And it showed Arnold there just literally bowing down to the artist. The artist looked like a ghoul looking at the dead babies. Arnold talking about, you know, in the caption, just how beautiful it was. He was there to buy some of these dead baby pictures. But you understand, their real work of art is dropping A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Their real work of art is death camps. Their real works of art is putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Their real works of art is sodium fluoride eating holes in your brain and attacking every gland in your body. Their real work of art is DynCorp and Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings and fencing the kids for snuff films to be made with three-year-olds being raped and having their heads blown off with 357 Magnums. That's Italian television reporting on that. That's their works of art. You see, this is just the front of it. The maggots, the dead kids, the golden calves covered in maggots and crap. You know, this is what they're into. They are the rotten flesh maggot cult. And to them, stinking flesh, rotten death, piles of blood, vomit, bile is beautiful. It's gorgeous to them. Whereas a normal person recoils. A normal person loves a gorgeous vista, the ocean, a sunset, you know, a beautiful woman, or, you know, a man could admire, you know, a athlete or a singer. No, that's not what they, to them, high culture is murder, death. Children begging for their lives, howls of pain. And so two nights ago at Sotheby's, what was it here? I've got the ABC News story. Over $150 million with just a few of his works of art. This Damien Hirst guy, of course, fake name. Ooh, scary, spooky, Damien. Let me tell you something, you sack of evil. You are going to die. Your body is going to fail. And you are a miserable person, and you are your own curse. You have no idea what goodness and honor and decency and purity is. And every time I face this evil, every time I make myself look into the mind of the enemy, I just feel the Spirit of God energizing me because I personally can't handle this. And I overheat, I gyrate, I freak out, I get negative because I can't articulate the understanding, the knowledge, the data, everything I want to say to you, you know, because the mind works so much faster. It's just, know this, don't fear he who can kill the body, fear what can kill the soul. What would it profit a man to give up his soul, folks, for everything in the world? Nothing. So just know that. Just make sure you're on the right side of things with God, folks. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $782.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $806.31, $403.16 for half ounce, and $201.58 for quarter ounce. That's $806.31, $403.16, and $201.58.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Deputy head of emergency management in New York reported bombs going off in Building 7 before Tower 1 or 2 fell. He told Fox and ABC News that morning, with rubble all over him. He also reported how his commander was with him. And he's dead now. Dead men tell no tales. It had become a big controversy. He died just a few days before the NIST report came out, saying that magical magnetic forces and a new phenomenon called thermal expansion caused the building collapse. They retracted their lie that 25% of the building had been scooped out, and they replaced old lies with new. But he's dead now, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone beyond the rainbow to the other side. We know he was threatened. I'm going to get Dylan Avery on today. I'm also going to get Jason Berman, both who talked to him. Dylan talked to him last when he called Dylan, begging him to not release the interview, begging him, saying he was being threatened, his job, his pension, and other things. We'll now see if we can squeeze out of Dylan the full conversation. I don't knock Dylan for not wanting to talk about this, because the guy asked him not to, but he's dead now, so we need all of that information. That is coming up. I think it's safe to say that Mr. Jennings only went halfway. When he got put under pressure, he clammed up. And that is a recipe for getting killed, as Jim Garrison taught us. You know, that's truly happened in Jim Garrison's life, where he explains to his wife, honey, we got to stay vocal. You know, as the district attorney, I've got to stay in the spotlight or I'm dead. He was told that by the CIA and the FBI, people on the inside that knew what had really happened. He, of course, was a former FBI man himself and Marine Corps pilot. Damien Hirst, Sale earns 111 million pounds or around $230 million U.S. And the reason I'm covering this is, you know, a culture by its music and its art. And while the rest of the global economy is falling apart, while people in Arab nations are starving to death on the streets, they are some of the biggest buyers of this. Oh, good Muslims. Damien Hirst has shattered the world record for an auction dedicated to the works of a single artist with a sale of 218 pieces for an incredible 111.6 million pounds, or 230 million smackers. Defying critics who speculated that the auction may well tank in the face of current global economic crisis, the elite aren't. They got all those trillions of dollars that they created out of nothing. They're just leaving us holding the bag. They bought all real assets, like cans of human feces. That's worth something to the elite. Hearst's most expensive lot, the golden calf, a bull in formaldehyde with hooves and horns of 18-karat gold, sold for a cool 10.3 million pounds, or $21-plus million. Hearst is said personally to have earned a little over $200 million U.S. dollars. Before the Sotheby's sale, his manager claimed earlier this month that Hearst was now a billionaire. The controversial artist, best known for his mainly for his use of animal cadavers, trounced the previous record of 11.3 million pounds, raised when 88 Picassos were sold by Sotheby's in New York in 1933, reports the Times. There were, however, five lots which failed to sell, and others did not reach the dizzying heights anticipated. Nobody went for the piece Killing Theme, a plastic box with a desk chair, pills, and a watch, and a zebra in a tank of formaldehyde named The Incredible Journey, barely scraped over the 1 million pound mark. Oh, only $2 million. Its estimate had been 2 to 3 million pounds, or $6 million. Somehow, however, we don't imagine Hirst will be too disappointed with the results. Now, again, these people, the yachts, the hookers, the power, it all starts not having a luster anymore. So they pay top dollar at first for the snuff films of children. That comes out here and there in the press, but it's really kept them a lowdown, because it's always high-level government people, Homeland Security folks caught involved in it. But you'll see the blurbs from time to time. I'm sure you've seen them. Big in Europe, big in Russia, just incredible evil. And so that's the thrill, is you know, flying to a third world country to go into a dungeon, get to torture and kill some people, kill some kids. They had famous cases in Europe where they find a bunch of dead toddlers chained up, and then videos of the leaders torturing them, killing them. And then the whole investigation shut down. Millions of marched in different European cities over it, and nothing's done. The police just say, hey, you see all these riot police? You see these machine guns? Literally. Just nothing's going to happen. Just like the Texas Youth Commission, the giant rape rooms, the public rapings, the parking lots filled with government officials to go rape the children. It comes out, nothing's done. That's who runs things, ladies and gentlemen. And the sooner you realize it, the better off you'll be.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Societies always go decadent. Elites always start human sacrificing and blood rituals and mass killing extravaganzas in the gladiatorial pits. Wars are often fought between two different nations by prior agreement to actually be wars waged against their domestic populations to stop rebellion domestically by using each other as an outside threat to prop each other up. Just like the controlled left and right prop each other up. I'm going to get into Barry Jennings' probable murder and a lot of the suspicious things that have been happening in and around that. Jason Burmis will be joining us on the air from New York in 1 hour. He talked to Jennings several times. We have Jennings' home phone number. His wife is not answering the phone. I know Dylan Avery had a lengthy discussion with Jennings about a year ago and just said, I have been threatened with my job, my pension, and other threats. Dylan is scared to death. We just talked to him and is refusing to come on air and talk about everything that Jennings told him. That's not very safe, Dylan, but hey, don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. Whatever. This is the type of stuff that we are dealing with. Now, I disagreed with this at the time. They go, they call him, they say, we want to do an interview with you. You went on TV on 9/11, and you told everybody that there was going to be, there's so many facets to this, and I'm going to break it down in a few minutes. I'm going to run through the news, and then I'm going to break it down for everybody. But let me right now run through the news that I have here in front of me. And then I'll get into Barry Jennings at 53 dead. During a middle of a controversy with him at the center of it, and discussions of subpoenaing him, discussions of calling him before a New York grand jury, New York on the verge of passing a resolution, a citizens' referendum to have an investigation, and he is dead as a doornail. That is confirmed. We called his office yesterday. We called before, but we were actually able to get through to people, and they said, yes, he's no longer with us. He's dead. So that is coming up, and I need to collect my thoughts and go through all that as calmly as possible coming up. Because in all the rigmarole, I haven't even gotten to much of the news that needs to be covered first. Here's Bloomberg Financial. There is going to be a new financial world order that will be born of this. Now remember, the Federal Reserve took over, the private Federal Reserve took over our banking system in 1913 and promised no more recessions. Well, they engineered a giant depression, which it later came out they engineered. And now they're doing the same thing, and there's no discussion of indicting, no discussion of investigating any of the firms that have been involved in all of this. In fact, they're now saying we're going to have like the 9/11 Commission, a blue ribbon panel appointed by this president or the next, no doubt represented by people that work for the very firms that did all this. It'll be called independent. It's like having Jack the Ripper sit as the judge in the trial of Jack the Ripper. And then the public will be told, basically, that it's all their fault or something. And then the panel will recommend giving total power over the private banks, as they're already recommending. So that's where all this is going. And the American people are going to have to bail this out. Every day, there's a new 50 or 70 or 85 billion, or in the case of 2 weeks ago, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, a 50-something trillion-dollar bailout. I mean, these numbers we're talking about, the entire GDP of the country is a little over $2 trillion a year. Right up at $3 trillion. I mean, we're talking about numbers that, and again, these robber barons and their families and their allies, I mean, even the minions of these international bankers own giant 10-bedroom yachts and castles and homes in every major capital of the world and huge flocks of servants. They never get in a bathtub that isn't solid gold or platinum. Hundreds of mistresses apiece in some cases. That's why they're into killing little kids, because they're so decadent that it's like the new caviar for them. These people, when you see them, they revel in yachts and revel in money and revel in jewels. And, oh, yeah. So, oh, but specialties, delicacies, you see, are very important to them. Snuff films, the rest of it. After they watch enough snuff films, become sodded from that, it's, I dearly want to participate. And then Hollywood tells you what they're into through films like 8mm. And so there's no doubt this is deepening fast. There's no doubt it's going into a depression now. We had hoped in the last year that this would not be the case. The, quote, bailouts are the real scam. They're the final coup de grace. Because instead of it just being hundreds of billions of dollars of fiat currency and false assets and dummy assets and Ponzi assets they created, they are now somehow fooled the American people and the Congress. I don't want to say they fooled. In fact, the American people are actually mad about the bailouts in polls. They fooled some people into believing that this is saving the economy to now have these offshore corporations who all got laws passed to for tax-free for them to move offshore. In the last 2 years, after they got all their money offshore, they made the law where the middle class, or what's left of it, can't escape and basically can't take anything offshore. They are real bastards, man, because they got to keep us here to keep milking us. So U.S. to take over AIG, an $85 billion bailout. Central banks inject cash as credit dries up. Emergency loan effectively gives government control of insurer. historic move would cap 10 days that reshaped U.S. finance. See, the insurer of all these fake securities going bankrupt. And there's lots of media spin that Merrill Lynch wasn't in trouble when Bank of America took it over 2 days ago. Of course it is. Just like everything else. But Pelosi says the Dems bear no responsibility for the economic crisis. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, when asked whether Democrats bear some responsibility for the current crisis in Washington, has one word answer, no. Pelosi ripped President Bush's mismanagement of the economy and lack of regulation that led to the current situation. Again, they're all together. They vote lockstep 95% of the time, and that's an average. It's a real number. 95% of the time in the Senate, it's like 80-something in the House. The Senate really runs things. And it was Bill Clinton, with Treasury Secretary Summers and others, that loosened all of these regulations up where they could sell thin air as AAA-rated securities and then have it backed up by the U.S. taxpayer. And she's voted for the war. Since they've been in office, another $1 trillion has been spent on the war. That's just currently. It's up to $3 trillion. But while she's been Speaker, while the Democrats have been in control almost 2 years, and she just says, oh, no, we're not involved in any of that. And the Republicans are pointing their finger at Clinton when they're all doing the same thing. They're just puppets. They just follow orders. While the heist of all history took place, and on a daily basis, because you hear that this is an $85 billion bailout, but then it's admitted that they were leveraged conservatively hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. So let's just be conservative, 100 times $85 billion. That's really what taxpayers just signed on to. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac leveraged close to 100 times, the media is saying. So what's 100 times 54 trillion? I mean, are you starting to get an idea here? And we're supposedly bankrupt, but they got money for prisons and cops, like it's going out of style, because they are the repossessors. They are the robbers' men. You understand that? Now, the individual cops are going to lose their future, too. Their grandpa, their grandma, their brothers, sisters, you know, they're all going to be in trouble. But it won't matter. It's still about being bowed down to in that uniform. It's still about people getting out of their way. And so, hey, go ahead. Don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. U.S. to take over AIG, an $85 billion bailout. Central banks inject cash as credit dries up. Emergency loan effectively gives government control over insurer. The U.S. government seized control of American International Group, one of the world's biggest insurers, in an $85 billion deal that signaled the intensity of its concerns about the danger of collapse could pose in the financial system. Collapse. That's the Wall Street Journal. Who's been telling you about this for at least 9 years in detail that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would go under? Who told you all this? Because we actually study here. And when we tell you that children are on the menu with the elite, literally, and Karzu Marzu, live maggots are on the elite's menu. You know, fine Italian restaurants in New York serve Karzu Marzu. They also serve, I forget the Italian word for it, catacomb bones boiled. That's even more expensive. I'm kind of digressing here. You see, this is who we're, oh, don't laugh. Google Karzu Marzu. Google Italian soup made of human bones. That's what it's all about. Who can be the darkest? Who can be the most evil? Who can revel the most with the dumb, smiling schmucks that think this is Mayberry, RFD? Oh, no, it's not Mayberry. It's not Kansas. It's Hades. The gates of hell are now opening for us. We could at least fight back, but probably not. Most of you will just deny all this and cheerlead it. Soros compares mishandling of current crisis to Great Depression, though he's been helping to engineer it and trying to collapse the dollar all along. Story about Paul Joseph Watson, billionaire investor George Soros, has slammed U.S. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson for behaving in the same manner as the bankers of the 1930s and mishandling a financial crisis that threatens a repeat of the Great Depression. He told BBC News that the world was merely at the beginning of a financial storm and warned we mustn't allow the financial system to collapse as it did in the 1930s. So he's now posing as the good guy, as he always does. Treasury's three-month bill rate drops to lowest since 1954. U.S. Treasury's three-month bill rates dropped to the lowest since 1954. I'm concerned that credit market losses will widen after bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers Holdings and the federal takeover of American International Group. So now the credit of the U.S. government's going down, what Paul Craig Roberts said last week he most feared. We've been hearing these rumors about a collapse in late September for a few months now, and I said they're probably just rumors. Though historically, September, October is when depressions start. But hey, the news can just say there's not one when you're out of work. Now, again, they've looted the country, gotten rid of all the industry, moved overseas, had tax shelters for themselves, had the laws written where they could move overseas. Now they've passed laws where you can't get basically any of your money out. That's what global government's about, the OECD's about. It's coming and getting anybody that runs, except for the elites who are selectively enforced on. And now they are running the debt out just to infinity in our name. And then they're busy buying diamond-encrusted skulls for $99 million and jars of maggots for $10 million and photos of dead babies for $5 million. And why not? That's an expression of it. I mean, you think that's the wealth? Those are just little baubles and trinkets. That's nothing. Right now, George Bush has been selling off most of the federal lands to international corporations and others, not to American citizens. And most of it's land stolen from ranchers and farmers. And his daddy runs the big brokerage firm that's running it all. Just mass criminal stealing everywhere. And a public still in denial. I like the Democrats. They're anti-Bush. I like the Republicans. They're anti-Democrat. Don't you talk about George W. He's a real Texan. Still believing that pipe dream, that Madison Avenue fraud. So your future government people, the future credit of the country is now collapsing. Everything that was planned. Just like Bloomberg says, there is going to be a new financial world order that will be born out of this. I've got a link to this up on Infowars.com. In the biggest reshaping of financial industry since the Great Depression, two of Wall Street's most storied firms, Merrill Lynch & Co. and Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc., headed towards extinction. New York-based Lehman, founded 158 years ago, said earlier today that it filed for bankruptcy protection. This is yesterday. Yesterday, it's Lehman Brothers, $50 billion leveraged over 100 times. So what's 100 times $50 billion? And then today, it's $85 billion with AIG leveraged over 100 times conservatively. Oh, you're going to pay that back? You can't pay it back. And normally a country would just monetize the debt and say it's a fraudulent debt and let these Ponzi schemes go under. But this is a Ponzi scheme where instead of the guy at the local yacht club, or the local golf course, conning some old ladies to give him $1 million, this is a Ponzi scheme when he gets you leveraged into debt, and then he shows up with cops, and the Ponzi scammer, the con artist, makes you pay and kicks you out of your golf course house. See, this is a Ponzi scheme to the next level. They're going to enforce everything being taken. You're going to live like they do in Mexico when they're done with you. But don't worry, if you kiss butt right and know the right people and your family knows the right people, you're going to get to be a toilet attendant cop. Millions and millions more of them. You're going to get to be the scourge, the squeezers, to put the pins to the old America, to cut it up in pieces. So if you're a shaved head, devil tat wearing roid head, you know, you're a bouncer, well, there's openings. Or you're an aggravated felon. There's openings in the police department. They're hiring felons now. There's openings in the military. And don't worry, you got a on-their-back supine population that was born to bend over, born to lick your boots, just waiting for you, wanting it all taken, believing any lie. This is a psycho's paradise. And listen, roid heads, roll your sleeves up, because your daddy government that you think's turned you loose like wild pit bulls to feed on children, roll your sleeves up. They got a prize for you, too. Because as soon as you're 55, they want you out of the way, so they got a hormone time-release cancer virus for you. Roll it up. Laugh at me. Come on, do it. Just keep laughing. It's so much fun, isn't it? It's so much fun. See, it's sick, isn't it? It's sick to face the truth. It's unbelievable. No wonder the general public can't wake up. I can hardly handle it. If I didn't have God in my life, every night re-energizing me, every night, every morning, filling me up with energy, if I didn't have the spirit of life and goodness in me, I couldn't handle it. So I don't blame you for denying it. And let me tell you something. It's going to get a lot worse, a lot quicker, if you don't wake up and speak out now, all of you. More key financial news straight ahead than the Barry Jennings probable murder.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of us beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't
that back live, ladies and gentlemen.
We fired once more as they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that was the old American.
Old Hickory said we could take them.
Outnumbered 3-1 in that string of battles against the British Invincibles, who had never been beaten until they were beaten in the 1780s. What, 1783? Then beaten again in 1814 by Andrew Jackson, Colonel Jackson out of Tennessee. Yeah, they got beat. But now, if Americans sees a uniform with some shiny medals on it, that's the authority. They would have knelt down and stuck their boots in their mouth and started sucking them.
Till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
Let me tell you something. George Washington had people hung who looted in any way. He didn't put up with women being raped, people being robbed. The British did. Most other armies did. But now our government tells our military it's okay to torture children in front of their parents. That's not what this country is. That's not why we've been known as the good guys, not that we were perfect. All right, getting into financial news. There is so much here. I've also got the fact that, yes, it's been confirmed. Yes, there's the story up on Infowars.com. That is now in the archives. There's so many featured stories, it's already in the featured stories archive. Just go to the main featured stories section, and there at the bottom is this featured stories archive. Getting into how YouTube has implemented what Lieberman called for a few months ago. Anything deemed, or that anyone that complains about anything deemed as, quote, anti-American, basically, is banned. Now, YouTube was already doing this. Remember, even when ABC News and Fox News and local affiliates were showing the Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff, YouTube would ban those as fast as they went up. I would say terms of use violation. I mean, you can show the most violent stuff you want on YouTube. That's okay. Just don't make the New World Order military force, and that's what it is now. Make no mistake, you don't sign up for the U.S. military. You sign up to be a toxic waste guinea pig and to be used up and sent to 3-4 tours and to watch murderers be promoted and good people kicked out. They've taken our military's name and its great history and ruined it. And instead you call me unpatriotic for not wanting to see our fine military history completely desecrated. Our military didn't put skulls on their uniforms until the 60s. The bad guys did that. And notice, once you put the symbol of evil on your uniform, it didn't take long for everything to degrade, did it? Until now, we're known as the bad guys. Now they put human skulls on the tanks and 666 on the helicopters. They do. Go watch the videos. But you put that up, you show Marines killing dogs or children, they take them down. But if it shows Al-Qaeda killing children, that's put all over the news. So we got that censorship going on. And they say in there, it'll be of political dissent in the U.S. So it's all happening. Everything's coming down, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get more rocky from here. Back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.